Hello, and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
Drew Current.
And Jonnelly Kutsky.
Yay! Jonnelly's here. Bailey is here.
I like
here.
To call it the Kutsky.
You know...
Because it's fun to say the last name.
I don't think I've ever said her last name until today.
Yeah.
And I said Kutsky.
I'm okay with that, though.
I said it wrong.
Kutsky.
And we work together all the time.
Yeah.
But there's only one Jonnelly. It's kind of like, what's Cher's last name?
Cher...
Yeah, Horowitz. So it doesn't matter.
From Clueless.
Yeah, no. I think it's actually LaPierre or something.
Oh, really?
Cher, like Cher's name was Sherilyn LaPierre. Oh. I think.
Well, who
Don't
knew?
Quote me.
Who knew?
It's probably just like Jones.
Yeah, Cher yes. Jones.
That's why she only goes by Cher.
Of course.
Ugh,
Cher Jones. Well, Jonnelly is here, BFF, and just all around awesome person.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
So I've been asking this question of pretty much everybody at the top of the episode. What is your experience with Hallmark movies? Have you watched them in the past or?
I would say this is definitely the first one I'd watched in its entirety. I've probably seen bits and pieces of them when I was in the room if someone else was watching it, but It's definitely not something I would personally choose.
Right.
So it was a new experience. I hear my roommate really likes them. She did not watch this one with me.
Aww.
The one that's obsessed with them. Another roommate did that deed for me.
Got
and
it.
Sat so, through the whole thing.
Well, that's what roommates are for. They got to watch these movies.
Forced watching.
That's Sarah Reed watching all the movies with me. Whether she wants to or not, she has to. But yeah, this week I watched 4 of them in one day, so they're all blending together. So
was that yesterday?
No, that was today.
Oh, boy.
Today I watched 4 of them because I tried to watch them yesterday. We went to brunch yesterday.
It did not end well.
It didn't end well for some of us. A lot of mimosas were drank. It was Britney Spears' birthday, Drew.
And you know,
well,
in
happy
the name
birthday,
of
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, Britney
35,
Spears.
35, 36.
She is 35. She is 1 year younger than me. I do know that.
Oh,
so Drew's 36, guys.
I'm about to be 36 Friday.
That is, you and Britney Spears have a lot in common.
So much.
So much.
You know, when I think Britney, I think Drew Current.
Yeah.
Me too.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Drew Bear, the producer, and Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we did brunch. We
Get
did
at
brunch.
Me, girl.
We
like did, been, yeah. Come on.
Come on. Hello.
We have so much in common. We're both... Whatever the zodiac sign is that we have.
Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sagittarius.
Yeah, weird.
The archer thing.
We're archers. Cool. That's a secret thing. Everyone who's a Sagittarius is an archer.
We're not here to discuss astrological signs. We're here to discuss, Drew, get ready for it, because you're going to be really excited about it.
I'm really excited already.
Christmas in Angel Falls.
Angel Falls.
Yeah, Angel Falls.
Yes, but Drew, the key word there is angel. We are having an angel movie, our first of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
This seems like it would be a common trope in the Hallmark films.
It is a classic, but they have moved away from angel because it's too secular.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
I think.
This is like, don't fuck with me, Patrick.
Okay.
This is a real angel, is it?
It is a real angel.
Oh, God.
Real angel.
Thank God.
Real special effects happen. All the things.
Rachel Boston
mm-hmm. is the star. And Paul Green, another Hallmark OG veteran. He's in a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one with
Bo Bridges.
Bo Bridges.
Jeff Bridges' brother.
Jeff Bridges' brother, Bo Bridges, and Jonnelly, his son, was also in a Hallmark movie this week.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Nice little family affair.
Yeah, so
last episode, all
the Bridges are in these movies.
Hell yeah.
So jumping right in, we have Rachel Boston, and she is an angel, okay? Mm-hmm. And her angel name is Gabby Messenger.
Messenger, get it?
Get it? Like a messenger of God?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Gabby, like she's Gabby like- Douglas.
Or like she's a Gabby. She gabs.
Well, like Gabriel is an angel. So
yeah, Gabriel, like that. Like Gabriel would be the...
Like Gabby Douglas, probably, yeah. is what they were going for.
That's really what they were going for, yeah, absolutely.
Well, they didn't know what they were
going for. Well, Bo Bridges' angel name is Michael, which is also an angel. So I think it was just kind of like angelic-y
yes.
names.
Yeah. Very, very... Isn't Michael the archangel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
we
so
have to
Gabriel.
Ask my boyfriend, also named Michael.
St. Michael.
Gabriel is also an archangel.
Well, you know, those are the best angels, right?
They're the best kind.
Guys, and Dolly Parton is the best angel.
God, they're the ones that go to real. War for God.
Yes. Anyway, moving on. So she is like, you know, doing her angel thing. She's like giving a candy cane to a girl and she's like, hey, it gets better. And the girl... like I'm
don't
not
remember
kidding.
That part.
It's like at the very beginning of the movie because sure. It was so.
Does she know this little girl's gonna be gay?
It's.
She's like, it gets better.
Well,
I know I'm an angel.
She's
what?
Basically like playing Cupid, I guess. A lot is like what happens to her kinda, by accident. Yeah. Like
she's, or like friendship Cupid. Also,
yeah, she's not trying to be Cupid, but that's just kind of what happens. Like, so this girl like immediately mm-hmm. sees a boy and she runs across or a girl that looks like a boy. Drew.
Katie Lang.
Who knows?
And they run across and they're like, oh, we love each other. And Michael's like, you always play Cupid, but you're not Cupid. You're a regular angel. Stop doing that.
I remember that epic scene.
She wants to be Cupid.
Yeah, but he slut shames her out of being Cupid. And he's like,
he slut shames her a lot.
He does. He's very mean. Mean Michael is what we're going to call
him. But his eyebrows,
him.
Though, can we just take a second? His eyebrows were amazing. I called him eyebrows the whole movie. Yeah. Anyone who knows me knows how I feel about eyebrows.
You love eyebrows.
Big, thick ones like Jeff Bridges' brother. Joan Crawford also.
Bo Bridges' eyebrows. How are my eyebrows?
Your eyebrows are great.
They're fine. Yeah, no, they're solid.
They're solid.
Yeah. So Gabby has some amazing. Weak little eyebrows.
Yeah,
Gabby the
she's
angel.
Got
her
that
eyebrows
Canadian
are
red hair.
Can't handle it.
She's got that Canadian. No. She's got Canadian eyebrows.
I want to like send Rachel Boston an eyebrow pencil. I use IT Cosmetics Universal Brow Pencil. I highly recommend it, Rachel Boston, if you're listening.
Okay, and she is. So she gets a new assignment because she can't be being Cupid all the time. She has to go to the town of Angel Falls and save Angel Falls because they've lost the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
The paper mill closed.
Fuck.
The town is in peril. Mm-hmm. Everyone's outsourcing their jobs. No one cares about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. There it goes.
And she's there for that. So she gets a job as a volunteer coordinator at the church, St. Andrew's.
Okay.
Angel working in a church. Secular.
Typical. Yeah.
It's like Sister Act, but with an angel and no singing. She gets an apartment through the church or something. And then who does she meet?
Paul,
the handsome man.
The
angel meets the man. Yeah.
Wait, is the character's name Paul or is the actor's name Paul?
Oh, the character's name is Jack.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I knew
Jack?
I was wrong.
Yeah, Jack. Mm-hmm. He's also a firefighter. We see in a previous scene that he like saves this lady who like burns a pot of something.
Yep. Yes. She was just like overcooking her pasta and he saved her.
And he saved her. But so he's a hero. And then he also does maintenance on the apartment that she's in. So she's like, oh, well, you know, that's great. And like, nice to meet you. And, you know, they have, like, this little, like, romantic thing going on. But she's an angel and he's a human.
And angels and people.
Nope. Different species.
It's like oil and vinegar.
No, those
oil and water.
Yeah. That's the expression.
Oil and vinegar.
But vinegar has a similar, like, density to water. So it's probably.
Right.
You got to shake it up. But, what? Yeah.
You do have to shake it up to get them together.
Well, it's really, like, people and dogs. Like Drew said, it's different species.
I see.
This movie kind of crosses those borders.
It does.
It's really a pro-bestiality film.
Oh, my God. No. Gabby the angel is, like, goes out.
She fucks a dog.
No. She goes out on the town.
I remember that part.
All right. She goes out on the town and she, like, is talking to the coffee shop owner. She talks to the mayor. She's trying to get a feel
for the
town. The
mayor is black. I would like everyone
to know. Yeah, person of color.
This is nice because, you know, as you guys know, in is it Back to the Future? There's the he wants to be the first black mayor. Am I alone remembering this reference?
Yeah. I don't know.
And because when PH did it in PH's iteration, I don't know if we're allowed to mention.
I mean,
are we allowed to mention it on here?
Oh, yeah.
It was a woman mayor.
You know, somebody
instead.
Might, you know, kill you.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
who would do that?
I don't know. NBC Universal.
In our iteration, they wanted to do, she wanted to be the first female mayor. And in the movie, he wants to be the first black mayor.
Oh.
So it just.
Black mayor's so much better than. I mean, right? For the time period of Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. It was like in the 50s. It's in the past when he wants to do that.
Right.
So his name is like Goldie Wilson.
Oh, got it.
That's Casey's cat is named after
him. Okay. Got it. I barely remember watching that show.
Anyways, but I just thought it was nice that they had a black mayor in a very whitewashed film. But,
yeah.
You know, they put him in a decent position.
And yeah,
that.
And he did good. Mm-hmm. Like, we were talking in a previous episode that Hallmark is trying to get those people of color in there.
Sure.
However, the thing this week was pushing the people of color to like promote the movie. Like they were like Holly Robinson Pete was in one, mm-hmm. and like she was like in all the marketing, like she was the romantic lead, but she wasn't. So
they're exploiting them as well. Yeah, yeah.
It would be like if sure. this mayor was on the poster.
Yeah, but he's in it for
and
like
he's
2 seconds.
In it for 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
So it's
cool.
A little
they're
shady
lying.
Hallmark.
That's a lie, Hallmark, guys. Just yeah. letting you know that's what a lie is.
Right.
That's like the meme they have about Rudolph that's like being different sucks until you can exploit it.
Aww.
So like we don't care about black people until it's cool to like them and then we're exploiting them and putting them on our posters.
Well,
so Hallmark.
And they are.
You
and
are Rudolph.
I'm going to post on Instagram. I'm going to call it black people in the background because it literally is like the two white that. Couple and then the black people like in the background of the
just
picture.
So you know there are black people in this.
Right.
And they have their little who's like, you go, girl, or
oh,
something.
God.
And like those
oh,
stupid
God.
Fucking
oh, my God.
The-
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
oh, no, you didn't.
So back to Gabby
my
Douglas.
My man.
Back to Gabby right. Douglas.
Okay.
The first black gymnast to win all American,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
I think
well,
she was.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, good.
Well, you know, just. Cool. That would never be on Hallmark, the Gabby Douglas story. That's a Lifetime movie.
No. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so she is trying to motivate people to give back and like get in the Christmas spirit, but nobody's like interested in it and they're like too busy to help. So she eventually recruits Alice. I think her name
oh
is.
Oh my God. Can I? Yes, she recruits Alice. I need to talk about Alice.
Yes.
Hottest she's person I have ever seen. The actress. I looked
on Hallmark
her up.
Movie, yeah.
I looked her up to try to find that actress because I was like, she will be famous. She is the most perfect looking human being.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde and her cheekbones were on point and she was just so beautiful. It was kind of all I could talk about the whole movie. I'm obsessed with Alice. So yes, she recruits blonde young Alice.
Did you
Alice.
Find the actress?
No, they don't. Like this isn't, since it's a recent movie, it's not like on IMDb or anything.
Oh, this
and
is
the,
one of those.
The few places where I could find the cast, it was literally just like, Paul Green
Rachel Boston
and Beau Bridges and that was it. So oh. I could not find this woman because I wanted to message her and be like,
you message people on Instagram like the actors?
Sometimes on Twitter more so than Instagram.
Because Rich totally did that this week too. He like messaged one of the actors. Yeah,
if I can find Alice, I totally mm-hmm. will. She's like the most perfect looking person.
Well, so Alice is the only person who's like, I'll help you build a website because we're getting into technology, Drew. Mm-hmm.
Good for them. I love it when they do
look
that.
At websites.
Yeah, so she's going to help build the Christmas website for the town. Mm-hmm. And then Gabby, that old woman comes back. And like, there's many shots of the old woman in the Christmas tree lot, like smelling the trees and crying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, so like
crying in a good way.
Like she's like no, like smelling and being like, I'm so sad because her husband died and he like loved Christmas trees or something.
A Christmas tree killed him,
probably. And so Gabby gets her Christmas tree. She's like starting to turn the town around. Is basically what that's supposed to show. Mm-hmm. But it's the same woman who like burned the pot of water. And like mm-hmm. whatever, so it's like very random.
Okay,
the whole all the beast plots in this are like so
blah.
Random.
Yeah, there's a chick named Gloria. Is this on your list of stuff to talk about?
Gloria, what about her?
I don't. My note says Gloria is a bitch because of her son? ? And it also says Adam Gloria's son has huge crazy nose. So that's what I remember.
Gloria.
This chick was rude, and then her son comes in the end, and he does have a very...
Is she the poinsettia owner place?
Maybe. She's one of those ladies.
Yeah,
small disclaimer, the sound got off during the YouTube version, which I watched. The sound was off at two different parts.
It will cut off if there's
it's
like...
It's cutting out because there's audio. There's Christmas audio they don't have the copyright for that.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
So...
That explains so much.
It does. So... Basically, Gabby's like trying to do this whole thing and they go to get poinsettias from this woman and Jack and Gabby almost kiss and like they're feeling the chemistry but they don't because she's an angel and he's a human.
Yeah, you can't.
That's
you can't
like
mix that shit.
No, interspecies.
No.
Dog and human.
Right.
Horse and human.
Right.
Magic and not magic.
So
two guys, one horse.
The next day he's like, hey, like let's. Like, I'm sorry, we'll move on. Like, it's all good. I almost crossed the line, but I'm not going to. She's like, great. And then we get to, I jumped a lot, I know, in my notes here. But
okay.
Alice goes missing. Because
don't remember this part.
So it's very dramatic. She goes missing and
oh no.
And Gabby has to say the Lord's Prayer to find her. Did you miss this completely?
I have no recollection of this. Yes.
So she's like,
I would have remembered if
our Father,
Alice.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You
that whole
angels
thing.
Angels would like no, not I, have to
okay,
do that.
Okay, this is later in the film, right?
I jumped a lot because it was okay. Like a lot of just stupid
Lame,
decorating.
Is, everything
Christmas
we talked
stuff.
About is yeah. just it happens over and over and over.
Yes.
And it's mm-hmm. not.
And so matter. she like goes to like say the Lord's Prayer and then she's like, I know where she is, she's safe. And Jack's like,
that's right. She looks at him and she's like, she's safe. She's safe. And they hug. And I'm like, how do you know that? Like, she knows.
Right.
I would be like, bitch, how do
oh,
you know?
Oh, that wasn't like, it wasn't a thing.
So also, I think we should mm-hmm. mention that Alice's dad died in a yes. horrendous like barn fire. And it was like Paul, wasn't it like Paul's best friend? And he couldn't say
yep,
Paul or Jack.
Jack.
Yeah, sorry. Paul is the actor.
Paul,
Jack's
I think actually
best friend.
Paul is the dad's name.
Paul is the dad's name. Yes, I remember thinking the actor's name is Paul, but his friend's name is
so
anyway, who
confusing.
Cares?
Okay.
But yes, Jack's sure. best friend was Paul, Alice's dad, who died in a barn fire and Jack couldn't save him because he's a piece of shit, obviously.
Yeah, and he blames himself. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of guilt, which is why he has like taken ownership of this Alice daughter. Mm,
the most beautiful human alive.
The most beautiful human alive.
I can't find any pictures of her.
You won't be able to.
I'll just have to watch the movie, but don't, because then the world will end.
If you watch one of the movies.
If you watch one of the movies.
Yeah. Oh,
it
that's
would be
why,
worth it for
oh, we
this
didn't,
woman.
We didn't explain why I can't watch the movies.
Right. It's a Christmas magic.
Oh, okay.
It's a... There,
sure.
A prophecy will be fulfilled mm-hmm. that none of us want to be a part of.
Okay. Right. Is this like a Harry Potter kind of prophecy thing?
It's way worse than
yes.
Harry Potter.
Oh, well.
I don't
moving
know.
On,
I don't know about that.
You don't. That was kind of the worst prophecy ever.
Anyway, so
kill or be killed.
So yeah, they find her. She's in the church, and she's like, "I was just praying for my dead dad, whatever." And then apparently, like a missing child is an aphrodisiac because then they totally like make out
kiss.
In the church.
Yeah.
But who interferes? Bum bum bum.
Oh, yes. Michael comes in and an angel like fade in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And he's like
his
angry.
I have the actual quote and yeah. I wrote down, angels and people are not allowed to fall in love.
That is correct.
That is the direct
Bridges.
Quote.
Bridges.
Yes.
Slash
so
Michael the
He
archangel.
Gets all mad and.
Slash eyebrows on point.
He's like, you need to leave forever and never come back to Angel Falls. And don't forget the angel trope. Where no one remembers you after you leave. They just remember the good feelings that you left because you're an angel.
So
oh, that's
sad.
Fun. It, oh, I like that.
Yeah, so no one's like going to remember that. Her. And also, I did not mention this, but Rachel Boston's interpretation of an angel, just for a character study,
mm-hmm.
her angel is spinning around and laughing.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't wear a scarf outside, and I wonder if maybe that's a thing, like angels don't get cold.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah.
angels don't get cold.
They don't get cold.
That's correct, then.
It's
but
all snowing,
all she
no
does
scarf.
Is just
open coat.
Spin around and laugh, and that shows that she's an angel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's no wings or any other
no,
sort of angelic.
She's like, ha, 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 spin, 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 spin.
She's just so happy to be
she's
on Earth,
so
you know?
So happy. Mm-hmm. And that's what she wants. She just wants to be on Earth and be a human.
But I'll tell you what, this is also a good, like, angel kind of trope, is that angels, they're all very jealous of humans, and that whenever they're on, whenever
but
they
why?
Can be human, I don't know.
Wouldn't you want to be
it's
an
kinda,
angel?
You know,
and
it's
live
very
in
reminiscent of the Little Mermaid to me.
Or
and eyebrows would be King
Splash,
Triton.
Or
never saw that. Daryl Hannah,
saw
right?
Splash?
No,
never saw Splash.
But it's Daryl Hannah, right?
Bye.
Get the fuck out of this studio.
Bye. Okay. It's very similar to this. Very similar.
Splash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. She wants to be human. Fall in love with the human.
I never
her
heard
dad's
of that.
Like, no.
I never heard of that. The Little...
it's like this
the
Disney
little
movie.
What?
Sorry. Jodie Benson voices the Little Mermaid. If
Disney?
You're, if
I don't
you're
know.
Interested.
Disney?
I don't know what?
Anyways, so now we're at the Christmas pageant. By the way, Drew, there's some Christmas pageant that apparently was like a thing in this town
yeah.
back in 1995. They literally say the year.
They're bringing it back.
Like, it's so long ago. Like, okay.
And you're like, oh, God.
All right, God.
And
okay.
I feel
yeah,
bad.
And now I'm old. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Real.
They do the Christmas pageant. Everything goes well. And Gabby's like so overcome with joy. She tells Jack that she loves him. And she's like hugs him and she's like, I love you. Oh,
but they no. haven't even had sex yet. Like, how do you say I love you before that? I'm confused.
What is the sex? Angel, what are you saying?
An angel doesn't have
There's
to have
no
sex.
There's no sex on Hallmark. Huh. And ever.
I'm not angel, familiar.
Not even implied.
Oh, okay.
An angel doesn't need to have sex with anyone to know that they truly love them.
Yes, they just love.
We're talking about some angel shit, though.
No, right. Guys, I really appreciate
this is not
the,
a people thing.
The angel sex
thing.
Lesson. I don't know these,
no.
these rules.
Angels just love. So she says she's in love with him, and then it immediately she's transported out of the festival, and she's with Michael.
Back with eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. Back with me, Michael. And he's like, yeah, well, you found the loophole. You found the Christmas loophole.
What's the loophole?
Yes. Well, the loophole is... angels have free will. Everyone has free
but
will.
They're not allowed to fall in love with people.
Well, it's a if code. You have free will,
it's more of a code.
You do whatever
it's fine.
The heck
you can do. Free will literally means you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, I guess I'm going to be a human now. Bye.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Conflict
yes.
over.
Conflict done. And then she decides to stay with Jack. And that's
and
the
angel
end.
Angel falls.
That's the wow. end. And Angel falls. Wow.
She need. Well, first of all, she needed to cut off her wings.
No
wings.
No wings.
No
she
wings.
She needs to stop spinning around and laughing.
No one
not even CGI
see.
Wings.
No.
That you can
no.
quote unquote see.
You can't have an angel movie and not have wings or a halo or all white she or clouds
nothing.
Or
was there
fog.
Any like
low
was there any like
angel.
Magic-y thing that around her?
Just
no.
the fading in and out of Michael was the most magical thing.
Yeah, she had kind of crazy eyes.
I'll
big
take
like
it,
crazy eyes.
I'll take that.
That could be angelic.
Yeah,
yeah.
She
who
did.
Knows? Like,
Rachel
who
Boston
knows?
Did.
What do we know about angels, right?
Right. And Rachel Boston, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Not the best actress.
No.
Yeah.
As well, an angel, though, it kind of worked because she's like her overacting or her like kind of dimwittedness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it works for like the fish out of water.
The,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. It worked for this one.
That's
so,
correct.
Sure.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, a little fish out of water thing. Be like, what is? It, were there any moments? Can I ask you guys? Were
yes.
there any moments where she's like? She like has coffee and she's like, what is this?
No.
Oh, I love
you know,
those type of things, though. You're right. They
needed should
that.
Have. They didn't
no,
do it?
They didn't have those and those are. I agree. I like
out.
Those.
She's like, I love those. Candy.
And
candy's so good.
They
like,
didn't drink
this?
Coffee in this movie. I think maybe for the Mormons. They, I will say in my notes, they have hot cider constantly
oh,
in
yeah.
coffee cups. That was
even,
like a
wait,
thing.
But even
multiple times.
For Mormons?
Well,
oh,
I'm
sure
just
Mormons. Made that up. But Mormons can't have coffee. So I was like, maybe
or
the Mormons
God.
Like this because
oh,
there's
okay.
no coffee.
Well,
like,
hard,
only hot
really
cider.
Really hardcore Mormons can't.
No. Most Mormons I knew did not partake.
How many Mormons do you know?
Several. I know several.
Wow. Well, any Mormons on the podcast, please call us.
Wait, feel free to weigh in on
yeah.
your caffeine.
Call us
intake.
And let us
I'd
know.
I'd love to know.
If you can drink
brown
though,
liquid.
You can drink alcohol. No, they can't drink alcohol.
They can drink hot cider.
No.
So get hot cider
fine.
Drunk and then call us at 872-267-4117. Please do that.
Wait, is that the real number?
That's a real number.
Oh,
we have
this
a,
is great.
Yeah, we have a drunk dial number.
It is a real
that's
number.
That's fantastic.
You
no
won't talk to anyone.
You won't. You'll just get
it's just
a
message,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why aren't people calling this?
They're scared. I think they're afraid that I'll answer and they'll have to like talk to me.
No.
Well,
that would be,
will not
like,
answer.
I must attest to listeners, if you had to talk to Patrick like on the phone, that'd be fine. You'd be fine.
But
yeah.
you would
it
be
wouldn't
fine.
Be awkward. But he's really friendly. It,
let's
it's
drink
fun.
A bottle of wine together and watch a movie.
You'd be like, sure. I want to hear what you have to say. Great.
Absolutely.
I'm glad
do.
You listened.
I'll put you on speaker yeah. and then we'll just watch this
okay,
movie.
Okay. I have one last thing to say about Angel Falls because
okay.
I feel like we're probably moving on.
We are.
So I was just happy that this did pass the Bechdel test, which is something that I talk about a lot.
Oh, yes. I
are
have
you guys
brought
familiar
it up.
With the Bechdel
I,
test?
I often am, mispronounce yes. it because it looks different than it sounds.
Well, it's like, it is pronounced like a bunch of different, like Bechdel.
I just said Bechdel.
Yeah, Bechdel.
Well,
either way,
Bechdel.
It's correct.
Yeah, you know,
okay,
that's
tell us about it.
Well, the Bechdel test.
I won't mansplain.
Thank you. Was developed by Alison Bechdel, who is also the writer-creator of Fun Home.
Love
which
it.
You saw our good friend,
Hannah
Starr.
Everyone,
who is
everyone
star.
Hire Hannah Starr, the best actress in the town.
Yep, Chicago.
Yes.
So Alison Bechdel, it's not really, I don't really know how to describe what the test is, but it's very very easy to pass.
Don't talk about men.
Yeah, there's literally like two rules. It has to be two female characters in a movie have to talk to each other, and it can't be about a man. And that's it. And it's actually shocking how many movies fail this. I mean, any like comic book movie that you watch fails it.
Oh, for sure.
I think some of the Harry Potter movies might fail. I
mean, lots of the Hallmark movies fail.
That's all. That's literally the only requirement. But this passes multiple times. She talks to Alice about the website. She talks to some little girl. Like, that's it.
Oh, right.
Sometimes people make the stipulation that the two female characters should be named, but that's not even what her original like concept was.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
In this movie, was there any conversation between two females where they talked about a man?
Technically, yes. At one point when, you know, Alice and her are talking about Alice's dad. Alice's dad is a male, but it wasn't really in a romantic one.
I would say probably not, because she doesn't have that best friend trope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is nice.
She's an angel.
Because I was going to say, if they talk that any time in a movie, it fails a test. So meaning like,
no, if is it, that the, no,
that's what I know of it.
That's
I'm not trying to mansplain. That's what I know about it.
I totally believe you. That was not my understanding of it, but I believe you that might be the situation.
Where it's just
that
like
that makes it fail
movie,
back.
That it fails back.
That would be insane then, because so many more movies would fail. It's already ridiculous how many fail with that like small of a requirement. So
yeah,
that just like it's very possible that you're right, but that would blow.
That's what I thought of that Bechdel test as a thing anyway.
Well, you might be right.
Writers do better. How about that?
Yeah.
Writers
do better.
Like, have
agree.
Human
all
beings
these movies
talk to
have
other human
all
beings.
These Hallmark movies have female protagonists, like, and to have like the majority of them fail the test is not acceptable.
A little ridiculous.
Although it is like they are romantic. They're like
they're romance movies.
So I don't know. I feel like it's okay that they do in that way.
No, it's not okay that anything fails that
But
test.
I mean, like if anything goes, if a best friend thing, you would need to say, you know, be like, hey, fuck, what do I do with this guy?
Yeah.
I'm my best friend.
I mean,
that's
what
you would
do with the best friend.
Anyway, in real
life,
right?
It's a lot. But
I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the fuck
I'm
back.
I don't
best
think
either.
So I'm looking it up now, and based upon Wikipedia, which is so reliable,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that it cancels it out if they do talk about a man. Though it doesn't necessarily explicitly say that.
Oh.
It just doesn't say, it says, asks whether a work of fiction features at least two women who talk to each other about something other than a man.
Right.
The requirement that two women must be named is sometimes added. And that's all it says.
Well, yes, people should have names. Even angels should have names, Gabby.
Yeah.
Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Messenger.
Yes, Gabby Messenger. Okay, so, John Lee, on the podcast,
we
rate our movies, or we say that we'll pour it up if you're here for that, or put a cork in it if you're not going to recommend. You would not recommend to a friend. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to put a cork in this one. Because the best thing about this movie is Hot Alice, and she doesn't even get the credit she deserves. We can't even find her online.
Hot Alice.
Like, Hot Alice deserves to be on the cover of this, not Rachel
Get
Boston.
At us, Hot Alice.
Hot Alice, yeah. please
whoever you are.
Because I don't know.
If you guys find her, you have to.
I'll find her on Instagram.
Please,
she's got to be somewhere.
Oh, she's so.
Although I do
you guys
like the mystery, and I can't.
Of the of Hot Alice.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, she'll be famous.
Those
very famous.
Those cheekbones alone. So between that and the lack of really much of a plot or any kind of, like you said, the one conflict that they couldn't fall in love is like, just kidding, loophole. And
yeah, it did resolve so easily. So I'm also going to put a cork in it. Okay. I love angel movies, and I said before that I love angel movies, but this was a real letdown.
They didn't even have the fish out of water. What is this coffee thing?
I know.
She understood the world.
Give me that.
I'm putting a cork in it because they didn't do the fish out of water stuff. Because that's an easy one to do.
And everyone loves that.
It takes no time, and everyone
and
loves
it's
it.
It's cute. Yeah, it's
and
fun.
And they'll get
yeah.
to know that like they like, oh, I like this person, this character now.
Yeah,
it's really easy to do that.
She was only likable because she liked Christmas.
Yeah, she wasn't even
that likable.
What? I like Christmas, and a lot of people don't like me, so that's not really a good like reason.
I like you.
Oh, that's all that matters. So I don't care. But yeah, no, I'm not really a shitty movie snob to mm-hmm. where I would any Hallmark movie like guffaw. If it were fun, I'd be like, this was great. But yes. No, this was just very vanilla and meh.
Yep. Agreed. Fair. So that wraps up our conversation about Christmas and Angel Falls. Mm-hmm. But before we go, we have our favorite segment of this week and every week. What'd you say, Candace Cameron Bure? That's right. What'd you say, Candace Cameron Bure?
Is it really Bure, though?
It is.
I feel like it's Burr.
That's why I have it say. Is not
Burr. There's no accent aigu.
I have a say Bure. Mm. You know? Because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Or what would I say? Who dat her, Candace Cameron Bure?
That works.
All right. I like that. Wait, can we do the effect on that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who dat her, Candace Cameron Bure?
Just in case.
It still works, but. Yeah. I've seen her like talk about it on Instagram, and she says Bure.
Okay, that sounds like it's bullshit. But
well,
sure.
It's her married name, so she could be just saying it wrong, and her husband hasn't corrected her.
He's like, sure, honey, that's fine.
That's
exactly
right.
What it is.
So I follow her on Instagram on the mm-hmm. Lifetime on Court account. Follow sure. us on Lifetime on Court on Instagram.
I don't follow her, but I do follow Jodie Sweetin.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to follow her. I want you to follow me, and then. Or me and the podcast, mm-hmm. and I will update you here.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick will do it for you. You don't have to follow her.
So don't follow her. I brought some clips today. Candace is in her post-movie, What Do I Do With My Life? Mm-hmm. Kind of like when this podcast ends. What am I going to do? I'm going to sleep.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
but better. You'll probably be better.
She is on a publicity tour for her book. So she has a book out. And I brought a little clip today. It's of her Insta story. So it's like four stories. And we'll just play them and then we'll talk about them.
Okay.
And you don't have to be quiet. You can comment as it's happening.
Oh, great.
I know. It's amazing.
Hey, guys. I'm at Home and Family show right now on Hallmark. You can see all the people buzzing behind me. It's going to air tomorrow. So I hope that you will too.
Shut up.
Respectful
talking
and
to somebody.
And mm-hmm. loving and just
a girl with some unfortunate
really
bangs.
Bangs are fine.
And sometimes it's really hard to do that. It gets the best of me some days.
Cute. So cute.
That's when they're doing
cuties.
A boomerang.
Who else is in that?
Holly Robinson, Pete, and Allison Sweeney.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's just like, her. And just her at the, what is it, Hallmark Home and Family. That's their like talk show. They have a talk show on that network, apparently.
Oh, boy.
I know.
That's
but yeah.
A whole other show.
I don't even watch that show. But yeah, so she's just basically like promoting this book now.
What is the book?
It's like a self-help book or like a advice book, like a Gwyneth Goop type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So Candace Cameron Bure is like a born again Christian, right? So
she found the Lord or whatever we say in her like teen years. So she like probably got like super
so
famous on Full
again.
House.
Full House. I only realized within the last year or two that her brother was Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I watched the shit out of Growing Pains and how did I not? I never watched Full House really as a kid, but I watched a lot of Growing Pains and I can't believe I didn't know that.
Totally related. That's kind of how she got Full House, I think, because he was like a big, big, big star mm-hmm. when she started mm-hmm. on Full House. He was like him and Michael J. Fox. Like,
oh, really?
Big.
Yeah.
But he found Jesus first and then brought her along, for the ride. And now she's, because I'm pretty sure she was like, kind of like a terrible person. Like think about it, like being famous on Full House, like when you're like in your like prime teen years, mm-hmm. like you're going to be kind of like, I'm amazing, blah, blah, blah. But then she turned that around to like, I guess, and like helping others, which
that's
I mean, I can't.
Real.
But she still like acts that way.
She still acts like a 13-year-old, like self-involved, like all her
as
Instagram
if everyone
stories
gives a
are.
Shit. If any, like, please stop following her, please. Just Please.
I don't.
Well, I was going to say, anyone. I think her numbers have dropped because in a previous episode, I think I said she had 3 million followers and now she has 2.7.
Mm, we're taking her down, Drew.
Is that us?
I don't know. Are we doing this? I don't know.
Patrick, this is this you?
It's either I read the number wrong or she's losing followers and it's all our fault.
Probably.
Patrick, you are doing God's work.
I'm an American hero.
There is no God. But my dad also hates Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, why?
Well, let me tell you. I never watched Full House, but I did watch Fuller House for some reason on Netflix and really enjoyed it.
I call it Full House 2.
Full House 2, yes. And I was watching this with my little sisters because like that's their, you know, at the time they were like 12 age. And 13. So it's like a good age to enjoy that. And my dad was like, you need to turn this off. I can't even watch this. And we asked why. And he just said, I just can't stand looking at Candace Cameron Bure, which is how we thought her name was pronounced. Mm-hmm. He was like, just looking at her and knowing what a conservative bitch she is. I just can't even look at her. So Drew, like, so it wasn't kindred like the, spirit.
Yeah.
Well, Drew has been subjected every week to multiple updates on Candace Cameron Bure, so he is at a level zero on the like Candace Cameron Bure fan number.
Yeah.
I have no opinion on her this neutral. Way or that way. Like,
yeah, that's
I,
good. Yeah, that's I good for a host. Though. Yeah.
I don't. I like honestly. I, like whatever her. I don't give a shit about. Like that's. I.
It's
don't
not
care.
Even to do with
I
that.
I don't care about her, and she cares so much about herself.
Yeah,
and she's like. I mean,
yeah.
Like, I just can't. I can't do it. It just
she's
reminds
pretty.
Me of somebody who's like, who's fucking, I don't know, like on Facebook, who like thinks care about their fucking like bullshit.
Oh, the
stories.
Overshare, the like, I'm really funny.
That's me. I am funny.
You are.
I post
though.
Pictures of myself.
No,
I look great.
No comparison to Jaylee and Candace Cameron Bure.
Well, Drew, would you at least like? Agree, like deign to agree that she's like attractive or not even there.
Yeah, physically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's but we're not even knocking her like.
No,
I'm just curious because I think she's, you know, super pretty. And I once told a girl in a bar that she kind of looked like Candace Cameron Bure.
Mm-hmm.
And later she came up to me and it was this whole thing where she thought I was hitting on her. And she's like, I've never been hit on in a gay bar before. I was like, whoa, calm down.
Well, that was probably Candace Cameron Bure.
So if you guys ever need
it probably was her.
Probably
she took it as something
that much
about
of a
herself.
Compliment. Yes.
She like is very selfish and was like, well, you must want to bone me now.
Hey, if you ever need a pickup line, guys, apparently telling a girl she looks like Candace Cameron Bure.
You know what?
It was her.
Candace
it was her.
Cameron Bure.
But I said it Bure. I said it wrong.
You did. That's probably why she didn't like, you know, marry you. So that wraps up our conversation about Christmas in Angel Falls. Jonalee, where can we find you on social media?
Oh my goodness. Well, on Twitter, I was able to get the @Jonalee handle, which is a big victory for me over the other Jonalees of the world.
Yes.
On Instagram, unfortunately, it was not. And Jonalee Hayes of Jonalee Hayes Photography got it. So on Instagram, I am jaylee.bailey, B-A-E-L-E-E. Just changed it yesterday. Thank
yes.
You, Pat.
Amazing.
And but go to @Jonalee, Johnalee on Twitter. My Twitter's so great. A lot of retweets, not all political. So.
Love the Twitter. I'm bad at Twitter, but you know, that's what Jaylee's here for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Drew, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I am on Twitter too, but I don't give a shit about Twitter. I am on Instagram.
Universe Head.
Universe Head is the network.
Oh.
Personally, mine is Drew, but with pants.
But did your personal one used to be Universe Head?
That's
it did.
Email?
Yeah, but you switched it.
Like, it's
I mean,
your brand.
I used to know everyone in PH's Instagram handle for tagging purposes.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah so yeah. I was like, it used... No, wait.
No,
Universe
it
Head.
It
that was
used
yours.
To be
that was
that.
You.
Now it's Universe Head Podcast Network is Universe Head.
Gotcha.
So I switched them up.
Got it.
I was like, oh, that's okay. That would be stupid if my
yes.
my personal one. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm... But this is a revelation for me.
It is.
Oh, I just think of you as Universe Head.
I mean, I...
Yeah. You are.
Yeah. That would be like me naming my podcast network Jaylee Bailey. Like
Jaylee Bailey.
Yeah.
And Patrick McGill.
Yes, I could.
Great. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah.
And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime Uncorked. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd of course love to hear from you. You can follow me on social media @PatrickMcGill or the podcast @LifetimeUncorked. Be sure to check out our website and blog of all the reviews and stuff at lifetimeuncorked.com or drunktls @872-267-4117 and share your thoughts. Rate us and review us on iTunes because that helps us get all the views. And we were like in a list of like the top whatever like TV and what movie one.
That's dope.
So yeah, like 100. I found us in the top whatever. So please keep doing that. It really helps. And don't forget about emojis in the reviews. all I want is just emojis in the reviews.
I'm only going to put emojis.
Yeah, that's what I want. But yeah, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.